USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
For the sixth consecutive day, more than 100,000 Americans are hospitalized with COVID-19. 102,148 people are hospitalized with the disease as of Monday, according to new data from the COVID Tracking Project, setting another new record high since the pandemic began. As the country enters closer to 15 million total cases, Rhode Island has become the epicenter of the latest case spike. New data shows the state is reporting more cases per capita than any other state in the country, with about 110 cases per 100,000 people per day. And the first man to ever break the sound barrier has passed away. General Chuck Yeager passed away Monday evening, according to his wife. Yeager, a World War II fighter pilot, broke the sound barrier in 1947, piloting the Bell X-1 rocket at about 700 miles an hour. He was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 1985. General Chuck Yeager was 97. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492, Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Georgia's Secretary of State recertified the results of the November election Monday following another recount, a result that gave former Vice President Joe Biden a win by about 12,000 votes. But some, including Congressman Jim Jordan, still have questions about the election's integrity. The Ohio Republican has joined a number of conservative lawmakers urging President Trump to continue to contest the race and tells Fox News that if Georgia's election officials are so confident in their processes, they should allow the examination of signatures on absentee ballots.
Why won't Governor Kemp in Georgia, for example, let us recheck the signatures and actually find out the rejection rate that Mr. Starr was talking about early? It was next to nothing this election when you got 41% of the electorate sending a mail-in ballot in. That defies any type of common sense. So why don't these guys let us check it out? If they're so confident their elections were fine, why don't they let us check it out? But they refuse to do so, and that's what's troubling so many Americans.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
President Trump presented the Presidential Medal of Freedom Monday to one of the greatest amateur wrestlers in the history of the sport. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
President Trump is honoring renowned wrestler and coach Dan Gable with the Medal of Freedom.
Today it's my privilege to present our nation's highest civilian honor, the Presidential Medal of Freedom, to one of the greatest wrestlers in American history, Iowa legend Dan Gable. He has been an incredible inspiration to so many people.
During an Oval Office ceremony on Monday, the president calling Gable a true GOAT, the greatest of all time. The president continues talking about Gable's achievements as a wrestler.
At first, Dan was alone, but as he achieved one victory after another, the rest of the team followed his lead. He worked hard, but he was also born with something very special. It's called talent.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And there will be a brand new sport on the program at the 2024 Summer Olympics. Breakdancing. The International Olympic Committee voted Monday to add breaking to the Paris program, along with skateboarding, sport climbing, and surfing. Those last three sports will make their Olympic debut in Tokyo next summer. The IOC also announced that competitors at next summer's Tokyo Games wouldn't be staying in the athletes' village for the entire Games to limit possible COVID exposure. Teams will be told to arrive no more than 5 days before their competition and to stay no more than 2 days after. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.